Where in the Bible will I find the honest person being saved without obedience? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Jesus Himself gave His gospel plan of salvation. He laid the foundation for the church, He being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2, verse 20. And everyone wishing entrance into His kingdom, His church, is welcome, for He stands at the door and adds all the saved to His church. Acts 2, verse 47. He gave these keys, the gospel plan of salvation, to the apostles, and Peter, along with the other apostles, used these keys to open the church on the first Pentecost after the resurrection. About 3,000 souls obeyed, and the church was born. Everyone wishing to come to Jesus must believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Hebrews writer said, "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him," Hebrews 11, 6. Jesus in John 8, 24 stated that unless we believe that He is the Christ, we will die in our sins. Twice Jesus said in the same chapter, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," Luke 13, 3, and again at verse 5. Peter repeated this when he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," Acts 2:38. And Paul said that God commandeth all men to repent, Acts 17:30. Jesus teaches that everyone must confess Him before man, Matthew 10:32 and 33. The nobleman, after being taught Jesus by Philip the evangelist, wanted to be baptized, and was, after he confessed that he believed that Jesus was the Son of God, Acts 8:37. Completing the gospel plan of salvation, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. Jesus died and was buried. We are buried with Him in baptism. As He was raised from the grave into a new life, we are raised from the waters of baptism into a new life, Romans 6, 3-5. This plan of salvation is revealed in the Bible, and there is no other plan for saving man revealed. No one can be saved without obedience to this gospel plan of salvation, no matter how honest or how many prayers he prays. Only obedience to God's Word will save anyone, Matthew 7, 21.